Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hi, everybody.
This week we're looking at Jesus as the Good Shepherd. And I think you gave a really beautiful description of what it was to be a shepherd. And we've heard a lot about how Jesus is the Good Shepherd, but because we don't typically, for many of us,
know what shepherds in those times did.
Yeah, or yeah. Have even shepherds around us today now, even.
Yes, yes.
I think to look at what that really means helps to give us an understanding of why God decided to picture Jesus as this good shepherd, or why Jesus also talks in these parables about
yes.
the shepherd. And what I really liked was you shared about how Jesus said, "I'm the gate."
Yeah.
Right? And you shared about how back in Jesus' time, when shepherds were out looking after the sheep, there were actually no physical gates. Like when I think of a pen for sheep,
we
close the gate and you've got fences because that's what we would typically see. But that there was not a physical gate and that the shepherd himself was, I suppose,
at the
barrier.
Entrance to whatever, they were.
The area they were in to keep the sheep and standing over there protecting them. So when we think of it like that, there is Jesus physically standing over us, protecting us.
Yeah, but on top of that, because we also know Jesus was the one who is the gate for us to restore the relationship with God the Father and ourselves.
To eternal life.
So he is the only way to get to the Father.
Mm.
In many ways, you've got to recognize Jesus dying on the cross for us and rising from the dead for us, giving us eternal life, so therefore it is available to us. If you don't know that of Jesus, then it's like you can't reach God. And then you've got people go, "Oh, but what if you're not a Christian?" I really believe somehow, even maybe on your deathbed or when you're dying and going to heaven for judgment, Jesus would reveal himself and you would say, "Yes, Lord, yes, Jesus," or see Jesus as who he is. Because if you have not had the opportunity, maybe you've been brought up a Muslim. Maybe you've not heard of Jesus. You know, not everyone lives in the Western culture of you know, and has the internet and understands all this stuff. I mean, a lot of us do. But then, to me, God then has chosen them. And remember, he says there are many in the flock that aren't in my flock and I need to bring them in and gather them in. It doesn't say when he gathers them in. We are the ones who put a time limit on it. You know, we want to know the Lord while we're living on the earth because it's going to be so much easier. But God can choose a different time for us to know him.
Well, therefore, if we to know God, we have to know Jesus.
Yes.
Therefore, yes, we need to look at who Jesus is and come to know him more. And you shared in Isaiah, it's chapter 40, verse 11. It says, "He will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arms and carry them in his bosom and gently lead the mother sheep." So we know that Jesus will gather.
Yes.
He will carry us.
Yes.
And
gently lead.
He will lead us. So straight away we know those things about Jesus. But then I think what goes to really the heart of who Jesus is, and you shared this in the book of Matthew. I'm just going to get it up now so I can read it. It was Matthew chapter 18, verses 12 to 14. It talks about the one sheep that Jesus goes to find. So it says, "If a shepherd has 100 sheep and one of them has gone astray, does he not leave the 99 on the mountains and go in search of the one that went astray? And if he finds it, truly I tell you, he rejoices over it more than over the 99 that never went astray. So it is not the will of your Father in heaven that one of these little ones should be lost." And as you described in the Heartbeat, that goes to the heart of the shepherd, the heart of who Jesus is.
The heart of God.
The heart of God, that he would find the one of us who is missing, who is lost. He would come to find us.
And everyone is that one.
Yes, that's it. Yeah.
Because our God, the way our God can, he doesn't have to multitask like we do. He can give 100% concentration to you, at the same time giving 100% concentration to me and to the 20 billion people living in the world, each total, because that's what God can do and who he is.
And you said that he came to find the lost, and what I liked is you said, and to bring full life to everyone.
Yes.
So it's not just about
gathering them together.
Found you. It's now, but now I want you to live the life
that I've got
will lead
for you,
to eternity, that is full for you. And in this time of Lent, when we're just before getting closer to Good Friday, it's a beautiful reflection to look at that heart of God, of who he is, of why he sent his Saviour. And you then follow that. I think you just followed really well with your scriptures of you then shared about how Jesus on Holy Thursday night washes the feet of the disciples and how he has come to love, to serve. And that's what he wants for us, that we would love and that we would serve him. So this week I thought for our weekly challenge that when we go to prayer, we should ask the Holy Spirit to reveal more of God's heart to us.
Yes.
Because you shared how like the Holy Spirit can show us his heart, but maybe we don't know that heart.
Will we ever know God's heart fully? No. We need to learn it every day.
So that's the weekly challenge, that ask the Holy Spirit to reveal more of God's heart to you, particularly this Lenten season. So we hope that you've enjoyed that chat, and we look forward to chatting with you all again next week. Bye.
Bye, everybody.